The Veterans Affairs Department says it's conducting its own investigations of employees accused of misconduct, separate from the reviews its Office of Inspector General is already doing. The VA says it will also put employees on detail instead of routinely placing them on administrative leave. The House Veterans Affairs Committee wants to know, though, why disciplinary reviews are taking so long. As Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco reports, the VA is not immune to Congress's frustrations.
The Veterans Affairs Department says it often waits too long for the Office of Inspector General to finish its disciplinary reviews. Deputy VA Secretary Sloan Gibson told the House Veterans Affairs Committee he shares their frustrations, and he's decided that the department will go its own way.
We waited too long, and we're not going to do it again, because I'm not going to defer to the IG's investigation or, frankly, to a Department of Justice investigation.
So you don't know when
it'll be done.
Because
I can't be assured when it's going to be completed.
The committee wasn't shy about bringing up a wide range of cases that the VA has dealt with over the past year: whistleblower retaliation, appointment wait time manipulation, and the VA's most recent relocation program problems. They were all fair game. But the committee's biggest question was, why hasn't the department fired, demoted, or punished the employees involved in those cases more quickly? House VA Committee Chairman Jeff Miller.
It gets tiresome to constantly be told by you and other VA leaders that things are changing for the better and that you are committed to sustainable accountability, but then to witness otherwise.
The VA put 950 employees on probationary termination, and it removed 869 in fiscal 2015. 423 employees resigned and 106 retired before the department could issue some kind of punishment. Deputy Secretary Gibson.
My many years in the private sector, I've never encountered an organization where leadership was measured by how many people you fired. And there's a simple reason for that. You can't fire your way to excellence.
But the committee wasn't thrilled with Gibson's response, and it made clear it's not going to wait much longer for concrete punishments. For example, the VA put two senior officials on paid administrative leave in May 2014. They were both accused of their involvement in manipulating appointment wait time information at the Phoenix VA hospital. The department hasn't decided yet on what disciplinary action it will take against those two employees. Congressman Tim Huelskamp isn't having it.
We are wrapping up those two cases right now. Both of those two individuals were placed on administrative leave at the request of the IG, along with Sharon Helmer.
IG doesn't make that decision. You make the decision. You placed them on administrative leave. Can you explain how somebody can be on administrative leave for a year and a half and they're still getting paid?
We made the decision. We put them on administrative leave at the IG's request. We have
told us here, Mr. Secretary.
We have within the last
IG
several weeks received the evidence
and
from the IG, and Mr. having Chairman, received the evidence from the IG, we're going to pursue disciplinary
Mr.
action.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
Those are recommendations from the IG, is that correct?
The recommendation from the IG.
You spent your testimony attacking the IG. Placed him on leave for a year and a half, paid by taxpayers the whole time. When will we get disciplinary actions against those two people that went after three brave whistleblowers that you've settled with in Phoenix? When will we get an answer? When will they be disciplined?
Those disciplinary actions are in process now. We've received all
when
the evidence.
Will they be done?
Tens of thousands of pages of evidence that have been turned over to VA by the IG within the last 30 days. And we are going through that evidence right now.
Gibson insisted launching reviews separate from the IG would ease some of Congress's concerns. The VA recently decided to demote rather than fire the two senior executives at the center of the department's relocation program scandal. Gibson stood by the department's decision. He says after looking at the IG's report, he didn't find evidence that the two senior executives violated any law or regulation when they assumed their relocation benefits. Here's Gibson with Chairman Jeff Miller.
Will you give us the evidence at the end of the process?
Absolutely, positively, yes. Every single piece
of evidence.
How
would you have evidence the IG wouldn't have?
I'm sorry?
How would you have evidence that the IG would not have?
I don't think that we have evidence that the IG doesn't
okay,
have.
That's,
I just
that's
don't.
All.
I just don't know what they gave you.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're sort of back
I
to the question
the
of making sure
much,
that we got all the evidence. Kat, we will give you everything.
I'm sure the IG is much more transparent with us than you have been.
But again, Gibson acknowledged that process is taking too long.
We knew that there was an issue around the relocation expenses months before the IG released their report. But what did we do? We waited for the IG to go through all the process. That's not how we're going to approach. And I'm telling you, we're already doing this. There are already AIBs underway, our OMI inspections underway, Office of Medical Inspector inspections that are underway right now, where we know that the IG is already in the facility, but we are in there as well. And I've said, please don't get in our way.
When the questioning got heated, other members took a different tactic, reminding the committee that its purpose is to help the department help its veterans. They want to know when getting an appointment at a VA facility, for example, will get easier. But Gibson predicts wait times for VA appointments won't likely come down anytime soon as more veterans visit the department's facilities for care. The Veterans Health Administration completed 56.2 million appointments between June 2014 and May 2015. That's 2.5 million more appointments than the VHA finished during the same time period last year. Deputy Secretary Gibson.
I would love to see wait times improve, but it's a false promise for me to sit here. I'm looking at what happened over the previous year. We increased inpatient and outpatient appointments inside and outside VA by, not inpatient, outpatient appointments inside and outside VA by roughly 10% in a year. That's huge.
Gibson also confirmed more than 512,000 veterans are waiting at least 30 days for an appointment now. More than 142,000 have been waiting more than 60 days. The VA says, though, it's made progress on processing and scheduling appointments more quickly this fiscal year. The VA made 97% of its appointments in 30 days of the veteran's preferred or clinically indicated date in October 2015. But some members of the committee took issue with the data that the VA makes available to the public and some of the discrepancies within that data. Here's Congressman Julia Brownlee.
My frustration also lies when I read your testimony. The testimony builds up about all of the progress that the VA has made. And I am not doubting that we have not made progress. And I believe in your leadership and the Secretary's leadership, and I believe that you're in a mode of continuous improvement. Ma'am. I'm not doubting that. But I think my frustration also lies in that you end up citing the very best data possible as it relates to wait times in your testimony. So if you look at pending wait times and so forth, the data, it paints a different picture. Now, you've just said in your testimony the demand outweighs the supply, yeah. And I'm not sure that we're ever going to be able to get there. But for me, that's the kind of information that I want to be, you know, completely upfront with and not lead people down the path of, look at this exceptional data we've got. So, and that sounds great. It's like, oh my goodness, where we were before and where we are now on a national basis, only 4 days, that sounds like we have done extraordinary work. But yet we still know that the problem still exists.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.